Chapter 1. The Mother and the Child. The day was hot, so hot that even the breeze drifting down from the mountains gave little comfort. The hum of insects filled the air, mingling with the sound of water floating up from the valley below, where the wandering line of a stream was marked by twisted olive trees. A few goats picked their way across the stony slope below a dirt road, the bells around their necks chiming gently as they tugged at the bleached grass. Heracles stood on the road and stared westward. He was tall beyond the measure of ordinary men, with a broad, thrusting chest and thick-set arms that hung stiffly at his sides. He wore a travel-stained tunic and a cloak that reached down to his bulging calves, which did little to hide the ridges of hardened muscle and sinew beneath. From the slope of his broad shoulders and the swell of his biceps, down to the flat bulk of his stomach and the great girth of his thighs, he was a colossus. His face was dark and fierce, not the sort of face that most men looked at for long. Behind the thick black beard, the features were well proportioned, handsome even, but his stern grey eyes were troubled, as if trapped in some thought or memory. Slowly, he raised a large hand to his forehead and swept a few strands of his shoulder-length hair back into place. He looked along the rutted track, shimmering glass-like in the heat. Somewhere ahead, it swung around a shoulder of rock, thrust out from the tree-clad foothills of the Pindos Mountains, and disappeared. The smoke of several cooking fires drifted across the clear blue skies beyond, telling him he was not far from the next village. He breathed deeply, taking in the heady fragrance of the pines on the slopes that climbed up to his right, and walked on. As he neared the bend in the road, he heard the sound of voices and the rattle of a cart coming from up ahead. A dozen men at least, he thought, and instinctively his hand felt for the sword at his side. Only then did he remember Iolaus had insisted he leave his weapons behind, even his beloved bow. Pilgrims did not need weapons, his nephew had said, especially not if they had the height of a bear and the build of an ox, or if they might be inclined to use them on themselves. Two men.